Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, so I would be a little surprised. You know, he's a guy that, at least from my observations from afar, is he is doing it the way he wants to do it. Like, it's not all analytically driven. Is he using that? I'm sure he is. But from what I'm told from people around the team, like, he's been as much of his own guy as you can be, and he was basically going to, you know, do it as he saw best. So that's a little bit of positive news. You guys are closer to it, so maybe you've heard something differently. But I was talking to two people about it recently, and they were like, yeah, he basically said he was going to do it his own way. And he took certain statistical studies that they were relying on and said, we're not going to put as much emphasis on that. We're going to use our eyes. That's a positive sign in some ways. But again, so it wouldn't surprise me in the end, though, that they went with somebody with a little bit more experience personally.
That was former longtime MLB exec Jim Duquette, who was on this program earlier this week. And Jason, I believe that was your question on his thought process. Could this Orioles team end up taking away the interim title from Tony Mansellino and make him the full-time manager in 2026 and beyond? Orioles, they ended up losing to the Yankees 7-0. It was one-way traffic for Max Fried, who got a career high in whiffs. But we're looking at the big picture right now, Jason, and we know that this team is going to finish with a losing record, but there is a lot to do this offseason. They need a new manager. They need a new GM. They need several players in terms of a brand new bullpen, in terms of bats as well. But focusing on the manager, if the Orioles opt to bring Tony Mansellino back, what message does that send you?
It would send to me that, and I respect what Jim Duquette's saying there, but I think however much Mansellino is being his own man, he's being his own man within some, I think, very constricted guardrails. And I don't think he would ever do anything that Mike Elias didn't explicitly believe in. I think Elias picked him for a reason. And I think there is at least some statistically significant chance that he keeps this job. They've got a winning record on him. Like, other guys might decide. The Skip Schumachers and the Derek Sheltons of the world might say, no thanks, I'm not signing up with that sort of front office. So, you know, if it comes down to Mansellino, who's had on-the-job training versus a bunch of people who've never managed above the AA level, it could start to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't believe that Mansellino is doing thumping his chest and flaunting whatever control and autonomy he has in their face. I have a hard time buying that. And I think he could be the fallback guy. And I'm not sure how much better, for lack of a better term, Elias wants to do, because I don't know that Elias, who is conservative to his core, who clearly doesn't like friction, right? He doesn't like differing opinions in his front office. He doesn't have to like try to want to build like a consortium of opinions. He wants to be surrounded by people who are going to kowtow to him. And now he's got even more power than he had before, and he gets to hire his successor, and the owner, and Elias still haven't even spoken to that. So what it would say to me is it's another power play by Elias. It's not doubling or tripling. It's not even quadrupling. It's quintupling down on we are who we are. We are who we were hired to be. We're going to do it our way until they eventually stop paying us millions of dollars and kick us out. And that's not now, because I got re-empowered and we didn't even think any of you fools deserved to know about it. You people who pay our salaries, you people who pay these ticket prices, we didn't even think you deserved to know our organizational hierarchy and how it's changed. So I've been bracing for it for a while, and I am bracing for it now. And this is another reason why I think it's worth continuing to talk about, especially on a day like today where the Ravens don't play until Monday. I think the money matters. I think the money matters. I talked to some people this week who run in ownership circles, and they look at how this ownership group has spent money. And we're not even talking about $18 million down the drain for O'Neal, but the way they've spent on infrastructure, the people they brought in from other organizations, like there's people who understand the innards of how the sausage is made. And they are absolutely positively convinced that the money coming in and the money going out ain't anything like what Uncle Ruby and co thought it was going to be. And this, what they bought and what they thought they were going to buy, and the conundrum that Masson remains, and even with the free money from all of us taxpayers to fix up our stadium, not theirs, our stadium that we built in the first place, not them. They think that the idea that Mike Elias is going to have open checkbooks, and these are ownership type people, they're not buying it. So do they want to go? And here's the other thing. Whatever Mike Elias is making, do you think there's any way in hell that he would pay a manager more money than he's making?
No.
So that's going to take a lot of, like, and I don't think Mike Elias is killing. I think he's making way more money than he should. I think he should have been fired years ago. I think he sucks at his job. But, like, he didn't get a promotion and not get more money. And so how do you signal to the organization who really matters? Money and power. So if he's got all the power, he's not ceding much of the money. And I don't think he's going to have a huge operating budget for this coaching staff. What happens if you keep Manzalino here? You can keep a lot of these coaches here. You're not paying guys to go work somewhere else or paying guys to go to Driveline next year because they can't get a major league gig. And then they don't like the minor league options. Like, if you don't think that stuff matters, you haven't been paying attention. This owner just last week, or was it this week, on CNBC, is already bitching about the Passaio contract.
Here's how I view it. And just looking at the facts when it comes to Tony Mansellino. He took over as interim skipper on May 17th. The Orioles are 57-53 since that point. 10th best winning percentage in baseball. I think it's fair to say that they have overachieved from the expectations that I had of them when Tony Mansellino took over, and that initial press conference where he's outlining all of the reasons why he shouldn't have the job and how he was expecting this 10 plus years down the road. With that being said, if they chose to continue this partnership with Tony Mansellino and make him the full-time manager moving forward, that would signal to me that they are just saying, hey, this was all baseball gods. Injuries, hey, if the injuries didn't happen, if we had Wells and Bradish at the beginning, if Grace,
if we had Manzo all year instead of Hyder.
Like, it would signal to me, hey, this was all just bad luck. We're just going to run it back with the young guys and hope for something different and continue to bang our head against the wall. I think it's a bad message to send to a fan base that is starving for a championship, that has had to wait far too long, going back to 1983. There hasn't been a World Series game played at Camden Yards, and that's existed since 1992. You just had this fan base, you preached patience to them during this rebuild, and you saw 100-loss season, and you got a taste of winning with a 100-win season, and it was a magical ride. You still didn't win a playoff game. And then a couple years later, you're back to another losing season. This has been a complete failure, and it goes back to the offseason. And this fan base, this city, deserves better. They deserve a manager with some pedigree. And does Michael Elias want that?
Didn't you deserve a GM who would actually go for it at the trade deadline instead 100%. Of punting and doing ridiculous stuff, Fuji in the general?
Absolutely.
And what is he now? He's now the team president. They didn't even tell you about it.
Absolutely. And that unfortunately, you can't change. And we can't change the fact that Michael Elias has gotten promoted to president of baseball operations. But they have to nail this offseason, Jason. And it starts, you know, with the manager, the GM, and then, of course, all of the personnel. This is, to me, the most pivotal offseason this organization has had going back to 2018. That final run with Dan and Buck, and, of course, that blew up in their face. But they wanted to run it back with that group, all those guys on expiring contracts, and it blew up in their face. It's the most important offseason.
If this ownership is a little less inclined to go crazy spending, especially if they think a labor impasse is coming, and we've already heard him also bitch and moan about a non-existent salary cap, right? And you've got a GM who they over-empowered, re-empowered, never even thought they had to tell you about it, who was convinced the owner that spending just wins you press conferences, right? And we're in that sort of climate. And they're not bringing in, they're not selling as many tickets as they thought. They dropped the ball on how they rolled out the new Birdland thing. They're fighting with their fan base. Like, the optics stink. The guy who you couldn't get rid of, you couldn't get him off you. He wanted to throw a hat at you or spray you with water, right? When he thought he was the mayor of the town. You can't find him other than, you know, doing his media thing on CNBC. Like, all that's going on. And you're telling me you think that Mike Elias thinks this is the most important offseason ever. Mike Elias has got more money and more power.
I'm not saying he thinks Mike Elias, but he's the only one that matters. Think. Yes.
Because nothing ever. The trade deadline is not more important than May 31st, is not more important than opening day. If he always believes, if you keep me in this job long enough, I'll win. And he never reacts to the actual stimuli, but only plays in his own computer world, his make-believe world with his algorithms. I got news for you, Bone. This isn't any more important. The fact that you might only have Gunner if you're a real front office for one more year, I don't think any of that resonates with him. He thinks he's a baseball genius. He's going to hire puppets and frauds to join his puppet and fraud front office. Not much is going to change. And he's not going to think it has to change because he's always playing the long game. If it doesn't happen this year, the baseball gods will smile on us coming out of the labor issues.
We're going to get into football later on in the hour. As Jason said, the Ravens don't play on Sunday, so this is a good time to kind of take a big picture look at this Orioles team. Ben McDonald, he's going to be joining us at 4. We are going to preview the Lions game from a Detroit perspective. Dave Burkett, who covers the Lions for the Detroit Free Press, joins us at 5:30.
Yeah, fun show here. We've got to talk a little bit about what we saw in the NFL last night, obviously the Buffalo Bills. I'm watching that game thinking, how did they let these guys put up 300 yards on them in a quarter? There's no downfield presence.
I was getting more pissed about week one.
Everything's underneath. Like, they don't even try to push it downfield outside the hash marks unless you give it to them on, you know, second and forever at the end of the half because you don't know how to keep people in bounds. I mean, it was hard not to watch that saying.
Oh, I was thinking of week one.
It's pretty shameful what they did in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I was thinking of week one as well. Kenny is out today. He'll be back Monday. We do have a six-pack involving Ken Wyman at 3:30 that you're not going to want to miss. But we're going to take
it's a big 3 o'clock hour.
Yes, it is. We're going to take your calls at the bottom of the hour, though. If the Orioles do keep Tony Mancelino and make him the full-time manager moving forward, would you be cool with that? Would you be pissed? 410-583-1057. We're taking your calls at 2:30 if you want to jump to the front of the line. Now is your chance. But coming up next, John Mioli, Britt Giroli, they joined us earlier in the week, and they weighed in on Mike Elias in this promotion that happened in the winter but was just announced last week.
It's never been announced.
Yeah, it hasn't been officially announced, but the reporting came out from Britt and Ken Rosenthal. We're going to play some of those best cuts next on the field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Orioles dropped their 81st game of the season last night. Now there's only 9 games remaining in their season, and then boom! It's time to find the new manager, time to find the new GM, time to build up this squad for 2026. But we put out a poll on IA1057 The Fan on Twitter. There appears to be at least a statistically significant chance that Mike Elias keeps his interim Orioles skipper here next year. How would you feel about that, Birdland, should that be the case? This poll just went up. There's around 50 votes in, so it just happened. But if you want to vote, it's live till tomorrow. Very early on, I'd be pissed, 38.2%. I could live with it, 32.4%. I'm boycotting, 17.6%. And I'm rooting for it at 11.8%.
Well, it's always a 9-12% is the lunatic fringe in any poll we put up. There is a 9-12% fringe on any poll where you give the fringe a chance.
But this all started last week when Britt Ciroli and Kenny Rosenthal, who cover MLB for The Athletic, they broke the story that Mike Elias had quietly been promoted to president of baseball operations in the winter, and it just happened. We had Britt Ciroli on, and she talked about the way the Orioles handled this promotion.
Yeah, I'm not sure, guys. I mean, I think there's two schools of thought, right, Dave? If you want to be a cynic, you would say that, you know, they are a very secretive organization by nature, and this is just like another step in that. But, you know, I also talked to some people in that front office that truly believe this wasn't that big of a deal, that Mike Elias was already running baseball operations. He was already their highest ranking executive. Him being promoted to president is obviously a different title, but he's still going to remain the primary decision maker. So what's interesting about this, guys, is the only reason it leaked out, the only reason Ken and I got it, is because they started asking around about GMs. Mm-hmm. You know, they started kind of getting permission on this GM search. And, you know, when I first got wind of it, my thought was like, oh my, did they fire Elias? You know, like, what is going on? And then you dig into this and you realize that no, in spring training, they very quietly promoted him to president. And honestly, guys, what flummoxes me about the move, about not announcing the move, I guess, was that Michael Elias could have saved himself a lot of criticism online about, you know, his job security and stuff.
Yeah.
Had they just announced this. But I digress. I mean, I guess that this is how they chose to handle it. I don't think it's the most straightforward way to do it, but also I'm not surprised.
There's a lot to unpack there, but I want to start for the first part. When she was asking around people in the organization, I thought, well, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, yeah, it's a big deal. How could it not be a big deal?
Everyone said they're waiting for this ownership group to put their hands on the and do something significant. And the most significant thing they did, change their whole hierarchy, empower this guy, give him more money and more power. And nobody needed to know about it because he already had a lot of power. He gets to hire his successor.
And also the fact that, Jason, we know where you stand. You would have let him go a long time ago. But even if they were keeping him under the prior GM, like, his seat was hot. Jim Bowden, I always go back to him. We've had Jim on for years, and you can go back a couple years ago when they won 100 games. Oh, I'm going to be eating crab cakes with you guys every October. There wasn't a bigger Mike Elias fan than Jim Bowden. And then when we had him on earlier in the season where he said, no, Mike Elias is on the clock, man. You are on the clock. The off season that you had is unforgivable.
It shows you how little sort of common sense they have, how removed and how they live in their own parallel universe. So they're calling around asking for permission slips to interview front office personnel on other teams for the GM job that most of the world didn't even know was open. Like, they don't think that's going to get out. Like, even that, when you start that process, you would think if you had any clue about public relations, if you had any clue about communications, if you had any clue about how the world works and maybe how it's going to look to your sponsors and your fan base, wouldn't you then put together some sort of statement to, like, get ahead of that? Wouldn't you put some messaging together? Wouldn't you send Mike Elias out there before, like, wouldn't it make more sense to do it that way or wait for somebody to find out that this guy pulled out and that gal pulled out of a job that people didn't even know was open? Like, you really think that's not going to get out? You really don't think people deserve an explanation?
And now the question, and I asked all those guys, Duquette, Mioli, Giroli, like, how much pressure is this guy under now? Given the fact that he got the promotion, and I'm sure Britt mentioned, it's not like they didn't give him any extra years. I'm sure they gave, she said, at least a 3-year deal. Here's Jim Duquette answering that question.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question because do we know the length of the term of the contract?
Oh, they don't tell us the length of anything, Jim.
We don't even know when he got the promotion.
Yeah.
Right. So that usually will tell you the type of pressure that you're under, right? So a 3-year deal is really a 2-year deal in most cases, because if you don't get it done in 2 years, they'll eat the final year. Owners don't like to eat 2 years worth of contracts if you're in the front office or a manager for that point. If it's really gone wrong, you know, they don't have a choice. But usually, there's a 3-year contract extension, he'd have at least 2 years to figure it out before they made any type of move. So to determine how much real, I mean, listen, publicly, is he under pressure? I mean, I hear you guys say, you know, bring it up all the time, and certainly, you know, your fans, if you're not winning, the fans tell you, you know, put extra pressure on the front office and in the organization. But in terms of losing his job, it's all almost always related and tied to how lengthy his contract is.
That's the scariest part of all of this for me, Jason. You've brought it up going back to last week when this story broke. You've covered sports for a long, long time. Team president is a great spot to be in.
It's a gravy train.
Yeah.
More money and less accountability.
When things are going great, you know, Mike can take the credit. When things aren't going great, the new GM can take the blame. And if things go sideways, and let's just say worst case scenario, things go sideways next year, if they finished with another losing record, I don't think he's going anywhere.
They're not going to eat money going into a potential
lockout.
It's not happening. No, this is a big, it's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. It's going to further set this organization back. And it was handled with disdain for transparency, with disdain for their season ticket holders, with disdain for truth. it's shameful, and we ain't close to rock bottom.
Coming up at 2:45, we are going to get into the NFL league at large. We'll look back at Thursday night football. We're going to get into the Ravens in the 3 o'clock hour. But coming up next, we're going to take your calls. 410-583-1057. If the Orioles decide to keep Tony Mancino as their manager moving forward in 2026 and beyond, what message does that send you? Would you be cool with that? Would you be pissed? 410-583-1057. We're taking your calls next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I'm a fan. We put up a poll on IA1057 The Fan on Twitter. There appears to be at least a statistically significant chance that Mike Elias keeps his interim Orioles skipper here next year. How would you feel about that, Birdland? Should that be the case? You can vote on this poll on Twitter, but we also want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. What message would it send to this fan base if the Orioles opt to keep Tony Mancino as their manager in 2026 and beyond? 410-583-1057. Let's go out to the phones. Eric is in Arbutus. Eric, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Yeah, I think this would send a terrible message to the fan base, to be honest with you. You know, last night as an example, I mean, the decision that he made, I think it was in the sixth inning when they had 9-1-2 coming up. I can't remember the ninth hitter. But, I mean, he could have pinch hit any of those guys. And he just left them in there. I mean, just terrible decision making. And, you know, I think the ownership group, they painted themselves into a corner with Elias. Mm-hmm. And they're stuck with him. And I think Manzolino will probably be back next year.
It would not shock me, Eric, at all, for a multitude of reasons. They bought a team that they thought was on the 5-yard line, and it's like, well, we could run a naked boot on first down, and if it's not there, we'll throw it out of the end zone, and then we'll still get 4 tush pushes, and we'll cross the, like, they bought a team that they thought all they had to do was sit back. It's going to become a cash cow. It's on the cusp of glory, and it's turned into a little bit more of a money pit on the business side, on the TV side, and certainly on the baseball operations side. There's not going to be any playoff rep. We don't have to worry about 10,000 empty seats for a playoff game this year. There ain't going to be any. The rollout of the Birdland membership was a complete and utter, it's not going to go well for them. It's not going well for them. It's not going to go well for them. They got problems across the board.
It's shocking. It's jarring. We were at that press conference when David Rubenstein became owner, and it was opening day 2024. This team was, it was the story of baseball in 2023, winning 101 games. Yes, they got swept by the Rangers, but gosh, the arrow was pointing straight up, and it was dubbed the next chapter. And now, less than 2 years later, for them to about to, they're one loss away, finish with a losing record. It's jarring. 410-583-1057. JT is in Parkville. What's up, JT?
Jason, Tim, how we doing?
Hey there.
Either of you guys seen the remake of Around the World in 80 Days?
I have not.
I have not.
Well, Jim Broadbent plays the Minister of Science. He throws up his hands and says, "I have all the power." That's Mike Elias. So he's going to either keep Manzolino or hire a token manager and not hire an Earl Weaver clone that, mm-hmm, if Mike Elias sticks his nose in the dugout, grabs a bat, throws out expletives and says, "Get out of my dugout."
Yeah.
He's going to hire a token GM, and he starts with the White Sox, who have been bad for better part of a decade. No, Mike Elias holds all the power, and unfortunately, I think next year is going to look like this year.
Thanks, JT.
I think so, too. I mean, here's the other thing that's happened while Mike Elias has sat back, been risk-averse, hoarded his prospects, and acted like someone who has no business running a major league team. The division's good again. I don't know what's going to happen with Bichette in Toronto, but they've started to spend a little bit of money. They got a $500,000 first baseman, $500 million first baseman. So there's that. The Yankees aren't going away. Like, everybody else in this division's going to probably finish at least 500 or better, and there could be 3 teams that play 555 ball or better. And, like, the Red Sox, like, they shed Devers' salary. You don't think they have to take on salary next year? So this isn't the landscape of 3 years ago when they were the little engine that could, and they won 100 games and nobody got hurt and the rest of the division sucked. Like, it's not the case anymore.
Mason is in Baltimore. What's going on, Mason?
Hey, how you doing? Jason, my guy, need to hit a game with you.
What kind of game?
The Orioles game where, you know, they're blocking the entrance and I'll move them out the way for it.
Oh, no, we got to do that, but that'll be next. Well, yeah, that'll be after Elias is gone, because my jihad's going to double down if he keeps Manzolino.
It won't be long, but
all right, I hope.
What I see from Mike Elias, right, is a really, really, really watered-down Jerry Jones. I'm going to do what I want. It's going to work or it's not, and I'm going to say I'm successful regardless of the outcome or not.
Like you said,
a lot of managers don't want to come here because this bull cocky of a GM or old GM or whatever title he has now. And at the end of the day, you're right. When he was in Houston, they paid people. It turned the team around. Yeah. When they're here, you don't want to pay any. You pay the guy who's been around for a cup of coffee when you had guys that walked away who was actually productive to the team. Not saying that Sam won't be. But you have proven commodities that you let walk away to, let me Mike Elias my way through this, and we'll be perfectly fine.
Thanks, Mason.
No lies told, except for the part about me going to an Orioles game anytime soon.
410-583-1.
On the road, maybe.
There you go. Hey, you went to Fenway.
Yeah.
Go back to Fenway.
Hey, they're 5-0 with me in attendance this year.
You are. 410-583-1057.
It's not going to be 5 next year.
Michelle is in Severn. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, how are you guys
Hello.
Today? I wanted to weigh in on this. Mm-hmm. I think Mike Elias already showed us who he was when they didn't go get what they needed in order to make a legitimate run.
Mm-hmm.
So he's already shown his colors to us. they're more interested in shopping at Walmart, I'll take Target right now. And
Target'd be nice.
Yeah, amen. So I feel like we've already gotten our answer to our questions, and the fact that we keep – we're like the battered
yeah.
the spouse who keeps yeah. waiting for them to get better and making excuses for when they're not. I was a season ticket holder for 3 years. I canceled my season tickets this past year when I was asked to go to 40 games or whatever the heck it was,
yeah.
and I said – I actually wrote a letter back to them and said, until you can put a product on the field and spend some of your money, why should I spend my money? And that's where I am. And I'm maybe that would be another poll that you could do. Mm-hmm. How many of you guys have left your season tickets behind?
Yeah, no,
because
we will.
That's important to know. I really want to know how many of us finally said enough is enough. We should be in the playoffs this year contending to go further, and we're not, and I'm done with that.
Michelle,
I feel your pain.
We took a lot of calls when the announcement was made that they were raising season ticket prices and changing the structure of everything, and a lot of people called in and told us that they were giving up tickets. But I was saying this to you during the break, Jason, where – they have to nail this offseason. They really do.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, I don't think they look at it that way at all.
What? But do you look at it that way? Because
I don't think it matters. All that matters
spend,
is them.
What
are the ramifications? The guy sucked at his job and he fell into a better job with more money.
You're going to lose the fan base. They
are the amount of ego and hubris. They fired the manager in May, in a year that the owner stood with the richest people on the planet in Davos, Switzerland, and said, we need a salary cap, and I think our team's pretty good. And they didn't have the gumption, the humanity to address it. It took almost a week, and then he waited until the team got to Milwaukee when there was less media. That's, like the caller said, they have told you and showed you. The guy's been here 7 years now. They are who they are. What was his penance? How was he disciplined for running this team into the ground? More money, more power, and you get to hire your successor.
Let's grab a couple more calls real quick. Ian is in Timonium. What's up, Ian?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show as always.
Thank you.
Jason, everything that you have said over the last year, year and a half, 2 years, you started to see it before it all came to fruition. And this is coming from someone who's not an Orioles fan. I'm a Cardinals fan. But that's for another story. You got me into some trouble, Jason. I called KMOX in St. Louis.
Yeah.
They had a question and answer with John Mozeliak. And I pulled a U. I called. They banned me from the radio station because I called them feckless.
My man.
I told them they were running a Ponzi scheme, and I dared them. I said, I dare you to ruin J.J. Weatherholt like you did Jordan Walker. I dare you. I dared him. And I said, you might as well just quit the job now since you're leaving at the end of the year. I said, you might as well just leave. I said, you guys might as well just sell the team.
My man.
I get an email back saying that I'm not allowed to call back the station.
hey.
I get an email back. And this is for season ticket holders.
Yeah.
Where you could talk to the GM.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I was happy with it. I was happy with the results.
Hey, we got to speak out while we still can. Feckless frauds.
Thanks, Ian.
Feckless frauds. There's a few of them. Well, you know, just trace Elias back to that. You can trace him right back to that family tree.
Last call.
They stick together.
Last call. Alex is in Odenton. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. Thanks for my call, Jason. You hit it right dead smack on the head. He's like the Wizard of Oz. Don't pay attention to the guy behind the curtain.
Yep.
Because he's always going to fail you. And I don't think Michael Elias has a clue on how he wants to do basically everything to pull the wool over everybody's eyes. So I watched every game, and last night was probably the worst game of the year, in my opinion. That's all I got to say.
It's been a lot.
Thanks, Alex.
Way too much low IQ, fundamentally unsound, poorly played baseball around here for a franchise that's trying to tell you they're a World Series contender.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to get into bounce back, fall back. It's going to be Jason versus Ben. But coming up next, we're going to recap Thursday Night Football. Also, our own Cordell Woodland. Let us know who's practicing, who's not. There's still a couple key Ravens not practicing. We'll tell you who next on The Fan.
I mean, they had a good plan today. I thought their offense did a good job of, you know, sustaining drives and really limiting our opportunities. You know, I thought we had opportunities on the offensive side, and we didn't take advantage of some of them. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got the win.
That was Josh Allen following the Bills' 31-21 win over the Dolphins. No, they did not cover that game. But before we recap Thursday night football, our own Cordell Woodland out at one winning drive. Let's do some good news before we get to the bad news. Nate Wiggins back at practice. That's very good. John Jenkins back at practice. Rasheen Ali practicing without a non-contact injury. But the good news stops there. Kyle Van Noy, Patrick Ricard, Nnamdi Matabike, all not practicing. That is not a good sign for Matabike.
No. Now you start talking about your most impactful edge rusher and one of the premier interior game-wrecking defensive tackles in football. Like, whatever we want to think about, like, you want to compare him to the historically significant season he had, like, you can do that. I just choose to compare him to most of his peers right now. He's a pretty damn effective football player who makes a lot of things go for that defense and makes Zach Orr's life a lot easier and makes Roquan Smith's life a hell of a lot easier. Yeah, look, I think this game's getting loose. Like, I think this game's going to be, like, there's going to be chunk yards for both teams. And I hope it's a one-week absence, if it's an absence at all. And at this point, you'd have to lean towards an absence. But, like, if it's more than that, and they want to run their group of edge players the way they want to run their group of edge players, which is we're not spending any money on anybody, and there's always, we've got better depth than you think, and we know better. They better know better.
Yeah, and with Nnamdi, neck injury, that's what it was listed on the injury report. That's
we're
scary.
Sitting here looking at it hour to hour, day to day, but who even knows what the real sort of scope and specter of anything when you talk about that part of the body. So,
and John Harbaugh not meeting with the media today. It's coordinator day, and even when Harbs meets tomorrow, I'm sure he's not going to be thrilled talking about injuries on Saturday, a couple days before Monday Night Football. Before we step out, the Bills last night, Jason, it was one of those weird games where Buffalo felt in control the whole time, but it was still tight. And heck, one of the big game-changing moments ended up being a roughing the punter situation where the Bills were punting the ball back to the Dolphins when it was still tied at 21. And then Buffalo, of course, accepted the penalty, ended up scoring that touchdown to make it 28-21. Final ended up being 31-21.
Two special teams plays changed the game. Missed field goal at the end of the first half that could have made it a 10-point score there. And I think you might have seen Buffalo get a little more dynamic with their blitzes on some of those third and shorts, and they might have been able to put that game away. Because remember, they had a chance to get they could have kicked that field goal, got a stop, got another possession that half, and then started the second half with the ball. And that didn't play out after Prater missed the 39-yarder. Buffalo did not impress me. You know, the network announcers are gushing about Joe Brady, their play caller. I think Joe Brady had a chance to take that defense on a short week and attack them with pace and cadence and no huddle and spread them out and throw the ball all over the place. And they chose to be more monotonous. They chose to let, I felt like, Miami hang in the game. And really my biggest takeaway is I got to give a lot of credit to McDermott for finding ways to win games, and the defense, which is not very good, made a play and got a huge interception late. But like, it's not a great defense. The scope of the offense is very limited. Again, how you let them run 33 plays for 300 yards on you in a quarter of football, it's maddening. Like, it's impossible. It really is impossible, because that whole thing is set up for just pop passes and then the occasional 10-yard seam route to the tight ends to try to move the chains when they get into second and third and long. And then it's Cook, who's a really good running back, but this is a team that's been historically good against the run. Like, there was a point in time when we're deep into the third quarter and the two teams – Did you see the stat? They were averaging 1.5 yards per passing attempt.
They didn't want to throw the ball downfield at all.
Combined 1.5 yards per attempt.
At one point, Tua at Herb Street was doing the package where he was averaging negative half a yard per pass attempt. Like, what? In 2025, we're seeing that?
And I know most games are close, and that's the NFL. But, I mean, if Tua executes that final drive, Buffalo might lose that game.
Yeah.
But, look, they're really good at winning those games. You know, like I watch Buffalo and I watch the Eagles now, and it reminds me of the Chiefs a couple years ago when they started to transition from the juggernaut to a team that just found ways to win games, and that worked well for them for a while. I feel like Buffalo's that team in the AFC now, and I feel like the Eagles are obviously that team in the NFC.
And also from a betting standpoint, Jason, you weren't buying Buffalo covering that game at 12.5, and everybody's thinking, oh my God, Miami's horrible. Josh Allen, they're going to be scoring left and right.
The only thing I got wrong about that game is that Buffalo did not win the first half. And if the guy makes a 39-yard field goal, they do. But Buffalo minus 6.5, Buffalo over 23.5 points scored, Buffalo over 27.5 points scored, Josh Allen, 3 touchdown passes, Josh Allen over 200 yards passing, Tua interception. Like, I had one parlay that had Josh at 225. He ended up with 213. But, like, no, I had the game pegged, and I never in any way I played that. And I played that game all over the place. And if you don't believe me, go watch WannaBet, at WannaBet with us on Twitter. It's all documented.
You too.
I never took Buffalo any higher than 6.5. I was not willing to lay more than 6.5 with Buffalo.
Coming up at 3:15, we're going to get back into the Ravens injury report. If you're just tuning in, no Nnamdi Matabike out at practice for a second consecutive day. How concerned are we about this injury report? Could we see Isaiah Likely make his season debut? We'll tell you at 3:15. At 3:30, we're going to have some fun, though. It's a six-pack. The 6 best things about Ken Wyman not being here. That's at 3:30.
But I had a hell of a time keeping it to 6. But honestly, I have a 36-pack at home. There are 30 that just missed the cut.
But coming up next, it's bounce back, fall back. Who won earlier this week, Jason or Ken? And Jason's going to take on Ben in place of Ken. That's next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.